Good morning. And welcome to worship at First United Methodist Church. What a joy it is to see all of you gathered here in the sanctuary for worship today, and know that there are many more worshiping online. If you would take a moment and register your attendance in the pew pad, place it in the offering plate later in the service, we would appreciate that. Or if you are worshiping online, if you would take a second to register your attendance or make a comment, we would appreciate that as well. I hope you picked up a calendar sheet as you came in to worship today. In it, you will find all things First United Methodist. Just to highlight a few of the announcements, the annual egg hunt will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock here at the church. The United Women Faith Luncheon will be at 12 o'clock tomorrow. And also, we're continuing March Madness. So in your worship bulletin, you will find brackets for voting on your favorite worship song. We're down to the Elite Eight. If you would vote and place it in the offering plate later in the service, we would appreciate that, or you may leave it in the communion rail after service. If you didn't get a worship bulletin, you can grab one on your way out and then leave your bracket here at the communion rail. Let us prepare for worship with prayer. Heavenly Father, we join in worship this Lenten season to seek your mercy and your love. Create in us a clean heart and forgive our sins. Help us to faithfully serve you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. opening hymn this morning is number 277. As we stand together and sing, Tell Me the Stories of Jesus.
What we believe together. The Apostles' Creed can be found in your worship bulletin or on the screen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. God with our morning offering. I want to thank you for your continued generosity at First United Methodist Church. Your generosity makes it possible for ministry here, especially ministry with our students. Through your support, we are able to share Jesus to the next generation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are forever faithful. Thank you for the many blessings you've given us. And from your good gifts, we return to you. Bless the offering that we receive today, whether that be online, reoccurring gifts, Venmo, or in the plate. Multiply these gifts and guide us in their use, all for your glory and for the coming of your kingdom. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Before we move into our time of pastoral prayer, you may have noticed the rosebud that has been placed on the communion table. It is in honor of Lackland Woods McNair. Proud parents are John and Siri McNair and grandparents Benny and Gail McNair. Congratulations. Also, we celebrate and remember our confirmation class. We currently have 15 students who are going through confirmation right now. And as part of our prayer time, we're going to lift them up individually by name, and I ask that you pray for our confirmation class in your prayer time daily. We still need mentors, particularly female mentors. If God is calling you to guide one of our students through this important time of decision making and learning about faith, there's more information in the narthex in the Chestnut Street lobby, or you can see Catherine after church, and she would be glad to give you more information. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for new life, for the children around us and your presence with us, and we especially give thanks for the students of this church, those going through confirmation now. We lift up to you Lydia and Miko, Merritt, Anna Kate, Kennedy, Jade, Maggie, Iris, Ava, Jace, Maddie, Sarah, Sarah Kate, Emily, and Haley. May your Holy Spirit guide them and be with them during this important time so that they might grow closer to you and deeper in faith. Not only do we ask for blessings for them, but for us and those on our heart today, God. For we come with the needs around us, and we just pray for our brothers and sisters who are hurting and discouraged, who need your healing and grace. Be with them, bless this church, our community, our nation, and our world. This we ask in the name of the one who taught his disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Children, you are dismissed to Children's Church with Miss Catherine.
Our hymn of preparation is number 121, Jesus Loves Me, as we sing together.
Thank you. My father, let this cup pass from.
by looking at Christ blessing the children. It is in the back of the sanctuary on the courtyard side, and it depicts a loving Jesus welcoming children into his arms. It was installed along with most of the windows in the church in 1936 and was designed by Joseph Victor Lorenz. The window was given in memory of Ethel Lindsay Klutz and Ella Mae Hunter by their Sunday school class. These women were beloved teachers in the children's department, and they represent countless teachers through the generations who have given their time and love and efforts for the children here at First United Methodist Church. Ethel was born shortly after her father's death and attended church with her mother, brother, and aunt. Later in life, she became a known artist, learning and teaching in several arenas in the United States. Her work won recognition throughout the South, and she was director of art for Gadsden City Schools from 1916 until the 1920s. Ella Mae Hunter also lost her father at an early age. She and her mother lived with her grandparents. In addition to her faithful work here in the children's department, she supported herself as a stenographer and bookkeeper for the A&J Manufacturing Company during the Depression. And now for the scripture which inspired the window. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn to the Gospel of Matthew, the 18th chapter. Excuse me, the 18th chapter, verses 15, Luke, the 18th chapter, verses 15 through 17. I was wondering why that was not the blessing of the children. Luke, the 18th chapter, verses 15 through 17. Hear the good news. People were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they sternly ordered them not to do it. But Jesus called for them and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we look to your word and this beautiful piece of art inspired by your word, I pray that the meditations of our hearts and the words of my mouth be pleasing and acceptable unto you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. People have commented that they are naturally drawn to this window. And why would they not be? It is a beautiful sight. Jesus, with compassion on his face, welcoming children. A toddler in his lap and little children gathered around him. It is a serene piece of art that reminds us of the blessings that we receive in Jesus and our opportunity to bless like Jesus. Most of you know that for Jesus, welcoming these children was quite radical during his time. It was not that parents or our folks were unloving toward children. It was just a different time and place. Just as children today have a different childhood than we did growing up, so it was in Jesus' time. And there are several reasons that account for this. You must remember that there was a high level of child death and infant death during Jesus' time. So many children did not reach adulthood. And also, adulthood came much earlier. Girls were married at a younger age, and boys entered an apprenticeship or started working at a younger age. Also, people were seen as assets for what they could give to their family. So they were seen as an economic boost. In a time when people lived in hand-to-mouth existence, a child was something that could add to the family and help the family. So as soon as a child was able, he or she was helping out around the household. So children were not like the center of the household like they were today. They were primarily seen as economic help to the family. And thus, when people were bringing the children to Jesus, they were not seen as something to be valued and blessed. And we see that with the disciples' words in the scripture reading for today. But Jesus was willing to bless the children. He welcomed them unto himself, reminding those listening that you need to be like a little child in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. He welcomed them despite their lowly status. They had no achievement. They didn't bring anything to the conversation. They were just simple children. And Jesus welcomed them. Jesus blessed them. Jesus valued them despite their status. Jesus had a willingness to be with children and bless them where they were. We don't know exactly why people brought their children to Jesus. Maybe it's like today with famous people. You want your children to meet a famous person. Or maybe it was that he was a prophet and they wanted a spiritual blessing upon their child. Or perhaps people had heard of his healing. And because of the high mortality rate, they wanted healing for their children. They wanted their children to be healthy and well. So they sought out Jesus, and Jesus welcomed them. As we look at this piece of art, as with all pieces of art, it's subject to interpretation. And I see two in this window. We can look at this piece of art and realize we're like the children. Jesus welcomes us and blesses us. And we can also take the example of Jesus. Jesus calls us to bless others. We are blessed to be a blessing, especially to children. We might deeply connect with this window because we need a blessing in our lives. We are all at some level children, and we want to be those children who are welcomed by Christ to sit upon his lap, to be loved by him and to be blessed by him. That loving nature is the nature of God. In the Old Testament, the Israelites were called the children of God. And we see God's love and care and provision for them, even when they went astray and even when they broke that relationship again and again. God loved them, God made a way, and God pursued them. They were not the largest nation or the most capable nation, but God still loved them. God cared for them in their status. And God loves you. Jesus loves you as a child of God. He pursues you. He cares for you. He wants to be in an ongoing relationship with you. It doesn't matter your status or what you bring to the table or where you've been. God loves you. And God blesses you. So if you had a perfect earthly parent who lavished you with love, who you idolize, know that God loves you deeper than that. And he wants to be in relationship with you. He loves you. And if you had a less than perfect parent who failed and fell short of the ideal, know that God loves you with perfect love and can be that relationship in your life. So you are invited to know that love and blessing and know that Jesus cares for you. His love is the balm for our soul and rest for our weariness. We see it in the children in the window, and we can experience this in our own lives. God loves you. Jesus loves you. Be the child in this piece of art. But I said there was another interpretation, and that other interpretation is a call to bless children. Bless the next generation of Christ followers. Just as we can experience Jesus' love, we can share the love with others. We can be like Jesus for children, for students, for the next generation of believers. Christ has brought us together to be the body of Christ at the corner of Chestnut and Fifth. And from that, we share the love with others. This is the work of the entire church and not just a select few. We are blessed with a wonderful children's department. Catherine Barnes ministers to our children, and the volunteers help her many times during the week and throughout the year. It starts with children's church, for children are welcomed with love and learn about Jesus. And then continues with Sunday school and on to Wednesday nights. If you haven't been here on Wednesday nights, you need to come. It is chaos, it is loud, it is boisterous, and it is joy. On Wednesday nights, last Wednesday night, we had about 40 students here in the children's department to learn about Jesus and to be loved and to strengthen their faith. In addition to that, we have ongoing activities for the children, such as VBS, Fall Festival, and the Easter Egg Hunt. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention also our youth department. Although the youth probably do not want to be lumped into the children blessing window, they are a blessing to this church. And Carmen McKibben does an excellent job as our interim youth director, loving and directing our children. I'm thankful for her and the volunteers in the youth department. And also, I want to mention Jennifer Smith and Jennifer Swan, who take care of the youngest among us in our nursery. What a wonderful staff. And we're not only blessed in these ministries with students, but we also have the Early Learning Center. If you're around here from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, Monday through Thursday, you will see children laughing and learning and being loved. Helene Howler and her staff of 13 with three substitutes care for 48 students, and which represent 35 families. Now, many of these families attend church, some here, and some do not attend church at all. But these children are receiving a touchstone of faith through weekly chapel meetings, through prayer, and through curriculum that focuses on Christ. They get a great foundation in the faith in addition to an excellent education. We also care for children in our outreach ministries. There are some of these that you would easily recognize, such as our shoebox ministry, Angel Tree Ministry, and Stocking Ministry at Christmas, but also through our weekly ongoing missions. If you ever read the church newsletter, you will see numbers of those served through Ladle of Love in our clothes closet. Those numbers represent children in our community also. On a weekly basis, we feed children. Every other week, we clothe children. We also help children through Second Chance Mission, through the free clinic, Etowah Free Clinic, through UMCOR, and other mission endeavors of the church. We also bless children through opportunities to participate in worship and leading in worship. I think the 11 o'clock service has the awesome view, or awesome opportunity, to see our acolytes each week bring in the light of Christ and take out the light of Christ. They are leading us in worship. They also lead through special times of singing. And on first Sundays of the month, children stay in worship to celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion with us, because we believe all are welcome at Christ's table. And that is wonderful. And it's wonderful even though sometimes it's a lot of movement and a little bit of noise. But I have to say, that is the best noise you can have in the church. The sound of children is a gift, and sad would be the day when we do not have the noise of children among us. We also bless our children with the Safe Sanctuary policy. Now, you may be saying, how is that blessing the children? Well, to provide a safe environment where there are policies and protections, where our children can be safe from harm and danger, is a gift to them. Because parents can know that their children are cared for and loved, and we have done due diligence to make sure their environment is safe and welcoming. The ministries that I talked about are important. Now, I realize there are some of you among us who are not involved with these, who are guests today, and you might be saying, well, that's not part of who I am or how I am. But ministering to children is an important responsibility of the body of Christ, because the reality is this church is one generation away from closing. The reality is Christianity is one generation away from not being existing. We have a commission to fulfill, the Great Commission, to make disciples of Jesus Christ. And that happens by ministering to the next generations of believers. That happens in this church and outside of this church. Now, some of you have careers where you directly come in contact with children. That could be in education or in social work, counseling, some other career. And some of you have careers or in the community in a way you indirectly come in contact with children. All of those are callings from Christ. We believe in the priesthood of all believers. That means you are a minister of the gospel. Ministering to the next generation of believers is not just what we do here on Sunday mornings. It's not just what Catherine does or Jennifer or Carmen does. It's what we all do as believers. We receive the blessing of Christ and we bless the children. We welcome them, we love them in Jesus' name. Now you might be saying, Sherry, that is totally not me. Children make me break out in hives and make me want to run the other way. And that is okay, that's true. That may be not be your thing to work in Sunday school or be a volunteer. But if you do want to do that, see Catherine or Carmen or talk to any staff member or just give us a call at the office. We'd be glad to plug you in. And if that is not your thing, there are so many ways that you can help, that you can encourage. Get to know our students. Pray for them by name. Ask Carmen and Catherine for a prayer list. Pray for these confirmation students by name. Or if there's a special activity where Catherine needs help, such as Fall Fest or Easter egg hunt, volunteer. Donate some candy. Just give a word of encouragement. For it takes all of us together in ministry to welcome these children to be a blessing like Jesus. This is very important to our walk of faith and to the ministry of the church. All are needed to share the love of Christ. And in the ways that we support the students of this church truly is how we live out our vow to do the work of Christ with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. I have said many times over the course of this series that art is subject to interpretation. When we look at any of these beautiful stained glass windows, we may not have the interpretation that the artist thought as he designed the windows. So when you look at this window, think to yourself, how do I see Jesus in my life, and how am I called to be Jesus for others? Whether you need a blessing or called to be a blessing, I pray that Christ blessing the children inspires you to be blessed and bless others. Amen. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your presence with us today, and we thank you for your blessings in our life and those who blessed us in your name. There's probably a roll call going through our head today, the people that blessed us so that we might be here today and grow in faith, the people that poured into our lives. Help us to feel that today, the blessing that you've given us, and also pay it forward, whether that be with prayers, with encouragement, with volunteering, with serving, or just getting to know one of the students here at the church. Use us to fulfill your great commission. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Our closing hymn is number 381, Savior Like a Shepherd, lead us as we stand and sing.
Thank you.
choir and musicians, you outdid yourself today. Thank you so much. Thank you for leading us in worship. And just a reminder, sometimes the acolytes are those not, well, young at heart, young at heart. You're invited back next week as we continue March Madness and we move to the final four of our favorite worship hymns. And you're also invited back next week as we look to our next window in the series. And it is the only window which has been moved since its original installation. And that is Jesus Knocking, which can be found in our prayer chapel. Now receive the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.